Welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number one on this hump day Wednesday, December 27th, 2023 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. This segment brought to you by the local dealers of Well Connect as well as the factory. This is the last 3 days, today, tomorrow. The next day, you're going to be able to take advantage of the end-of-the-year blowout, do-it-yourself, discounted pricing. This is going to be the end of it, the promotion, the support, ending on the 29th. So this Friday is the last day for it. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. If you want to take advantage, lock in. Get your machine reserved. Give them a call, a text message, 231-420-8320. Just call, leave your name, your city, your phone number, and the best time to call you back. And we'll put you on the list. We'll call you and get some questions answered from you so that you can then get your proposal from the factory and take advantage of this unbelievable end-of-the-year do-it-yourself package that they've put together. If you call before Friday at 5 o'clock, get your name and information into the system, you will qualify for purchasing the unit this year, 2023. That'll give you a 30% federal income tax credit off of your federal income taxes. So based on the unit cash and carry price, $10,995, basically $11,000, 30% of that, $3,300, will come back to you in a federal income tax refund when you file your taxes this year, coming 2024. You'll get $3,300 back from Uncle Sam there on the federal income tax credit. If you live in a co-op area where you have Great Lakes Energy, PI&G, Cloverland, Cherryland, whatever co-op, you'll get up to $2,000 cash rebate from them. So that's $5,300 off of the price. Folks, you're basically down to less than $6,000. Total cost, cash and carry, net price, less than $6,000. I believe it's $5,895. This is the lowest price I have ever seen this unit for a do-it-yourself install. You can go to your credit union. You can go to your bank. You can go to the Michigan Saves Program. There's all kinds of ways of financing it if you don't have the cash. But this is absolutely a phenomenal deal. And again, you just have today, tomorrow, and Friday before 5 o'clock to take advantage of it. So again, text, call 231-420-8320. A couple of stories, kind of interesting, that they've been talking about for a long time. They actually allocated money to do a study on this. And looks like possibly next year, 2024 legislative session, this is something that could actually come into effect if the Democrats in control of the House, the Senate, and the governor's office puts forward legislation. Our road system could be changed here in the state of Michigan. Folks, you realize that Michigan is one of the only states in the country that has freeways. Freeways. It's an actual term that was basically created to define our road system here in the state of Michigan, dating back for decades, 50, 60, 70 years, we've been operating with freeways. Well, the Michigan Infrastructure Transportation Association, MITA, hopes legislators will take a deeper look at a proposed roadway user fees system, such as toll roads and miles traveled starting next legislative session in 2024. Lance Benonimi, vice president of MEDA on government affairs, said it's a very significant funding gap that is available to us for our road funding system. Right now, the state of Michigan needs $3.9 billion more annually to get our roads in 90% good and fair conditions. And one way to do this is to take on some user fees. User fees, of course, are toll roads, turnpikes, other different types of systems throughout the United States. I've been on almost every one of the roads, highways, toll roads, turnpikes, whatever you want to call them, across the country. As a matter of fact, when I was a truck driver, independent owner-operator, I had an actual electronic device mounted to the windshield of my semi-truck. The pre-pass unit would identify my truck, my license plate, my state, where I was from, and the name of my trucking company. Our company was Great Lakes Cargo. That's the name of the company I created for my semi. And whenever I went into any type of toll situation, they had cameras that would zap my pre-pass. At the end of the month, I'd get a bill from pre-pass for the various states I traveled in. Don't care if it was a turnpike in New Jersey or a bridge, a toll road, wherever that truck went, I didn't have to stop and pay a toll. The electronic device sent out a signal, identified the truck, and then sent me an invoice at the end of the month. Well, this group believes Michigan's toll road installation is a viable option. He feels this is something that could happen in his lifetime, as every other Midwestern state has toll roads. He added that present-day toll roads are actually pretty slick, quote-unquote, especially with a federal requirement providing that any new tolling facilities must be established with an all-electronic tolling system, which is pre-pass like what I just described. Benonimi said you can raise $1 billion pretty easily by installing toll situations in a couple of areas of the state. Federal requirements actually mandate that there are no more collectors of tolls. Everything is automated. They go based on the registration of the vehicle, not assigned to the driver, but to the vehicle's license plate registration. I think we've driven through Illinois and Pennsylvania where they're actually still collecting tolls without you even knowing about it, and they do it by sending you a bill in the mail. Additionally, he said MITA would like to see lawmakers approve a study or a pilot program to evaluate how vehicle miles are traveled or roads are being used and how they could charge the people traveling in Michigan and how exactly it would work. Basically, you pay per mile that you travel. Rather than a gas tax, where we have more efficiency vehicles, higher mileage vehicles, some even being hybrids or electric, we're losing revenue on that type of system. Electric vehicles are not paying their fair share of the amount they travel on the roads. We really believe a user fee is more equitable. So we're going to focus on trying to convince the state legislature that we need a pilot program in Michigan. There are 20 other states that are already doing this. In the final chapter of the Growing Michigan Together Council report, which was the work product of four work groups and 20 voting members appointed by the governor. Lawmakers are advised to examine alternative dedicated funding sources to maintaining Michigan's road infrastructure. According to a study relayed by the council from the American Society of Civil Engineers, the portion of Michigan's paved roads in poor conditions is expected to increase. Currently, this year's numbers has it at 33%. So overall, for the entire state, one-third of our roads are in poor condition. Well, they're claiming that within just 10 years, if no action is taken, that percentage is going to get up to almost 50%, 48.5%. Almost half of our roads in 10 years will be in poor condition if they don't figure out a way to fund roads. Before the council's recommendations, the Michigan statewide tolling study, a feasibility analysis, was published a year ago, December of 2022. It found that through charging passenger cars 4 cents per mile for traveling through Michigan's entire limited access highway system, it would have generated $1.5 billion in revenue. At 8 cents a mile, almost $3 billion. Again, this would be limited access highway system. Meanwhile, 1,156 miles of roadways that could become toll roads following three tiers of a deployment, taking up around 15 or more years to become completely activated, Michigan could see $1.6 billion gross toll revenues if they charge 6 cents a mile. Went on a round trip yesterday. We're going to talk about those actual numbers and how would it apply to this new toll road proposed charging system. Short break. We'll be right back.
I'm Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, running for U.S. Senate. I'm a physician, not a politician. I've been on 35 mission trips, mostly disaster relief. I've led medical teams to every major disaster in recent history. When COVID broke out, I was asked to serve in New York City. My motivation to run for U.S. Senate is the same. As a first responder around the world, how can I not serve when my own country needs me? As your next U.S. Senator, I will bring the cure for Michigan. Vote Dr. Sherry O'Donnell for U.S. Senate. Paid for by Dr. Sherry for Senate.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
My name is Todd Smallenberg. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. I took an oath to the Constitution and the American people my entire adult life. That oath has no expiration date. I will represent and fight for you, the people that elect me, not the folks in Lansing. Vote for me, Todd Smallenberg, and let's get Michigan back on track. Our kids and grandkids deserve a better future, and I am willing to fight for that. Elect Smallenberg.com. Paid for by Todd Smallenberg for state rep.
Take out the paper. Little Travers Disposal in Harbor Springs supports this radio station, and we would like you to support them. Little Travers Disposal is locally owned with hardworking guys that provide professional trash disposal for your home or business. You're already spending the money. Why not support a Northern Michigan-owned company who supports us? So call them today at 231-487-0780. Again, 231-487-0780.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com, follow my journey with Missy, and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation. Or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Everybody, welcome back into the show, talking about the possibility of toll roads coming to Michigan. Give you a perfect example. Christmas afternoon, evening, when we got done with all the family activities, Vicki and I packed up and went to Alpena. We spent the night at a hotel there on Christmas night. I had an early meeting yesterday morning in Rogers City. Went to the meeting, came back to the hotel in Alpena, picked her and Mr. Snoop up, packed up, and went to Gaylord. If you haven't seen it yet, I highly recommend you go out and watch the movie, The Boys in the Boat. Great story, true story. Washington University, the Huskies. 1936. The rowing team competing against other colleges, underdog, never won anything. Well, the rowing coach chose to go with the JV team instead of the seniors. And he picked them to compete with a new boat that was built for them. And they won. And the story goes on and on and on. It's a true story. Well, they ended up in Munich in the 1936 Olympics. You need to go and see this movie. Very inspirational. True story. Actually happened. It put Washington University on the map. Vicki read the book. And she said they did a pretty good job. There was a lot of personal stories in the book that obviously they couldn't get into a two-hour movie. But the boat itself is actually at the University of Washington, hung up in the rowing building with the complete story behind it. Pictures of the team, the JV, and what they were able to accomplish in 1936. So Vicki and I went and seen it in Gaylord. Had a nice meal there, and then came home. 300 miles round trip between traveling to Alpena, then up to Rogers City, attended the meeting, back down to Alpena, back across from Gaylord. If the 6 cents per mile had been in place for that 300-mile trip, it would cost me $18 to use the road system. Now, the question is, are they going to get rid of the fuel tax per gallon? If they get rid of the fuel taxes that they charge, because I filled up twice, actually, topped it off there at Freddy's in Atlanta, Michigan. Cheapest gas in northern Michigan. If you're ever in the Atlanta area, definitely stop in there and fill up your tank. Topped it off heading out to Alpena. Did the trip up to Roger City back and forth. Came across back through Atlanta and filled it up again. Well, if they get rid of the fuel tax and charge per mile, well, there's other people chiming in. Patriot Jim, just more taxation and tyranny. Dave Ajima, former state representative. He says, Randy, you have to understand the money needed for roads is less than they would have now. Road condition recommendations are totally bogus. They said we would have had poor roads by now, but it didn't happen. They always inflate the money needed for their predictions so they can get more money. Always more money, more money, more money. Let's see. Officer Rick. So if they're going to toll roads, what happens to the road taxes they charged us in increased license plate fees? I've already paid too much money in taxes to the state already. Yes. And then Summer reporting in for duty. Hey, Summer. Happy New Year. When have they ever reduced or gotten rid of taxes? They never do, but they continue to add more and more, more money. Yep. Well, you know, 20 other states are doing it. Every other state in the Midwest is doing it. You know, Illinois, 80-90 toll road goes from California all the way to New York, known south of the border, Ohio Turnpike. Yeah. You pay as you go. Well, they're doing it, so we got to do it. No, again, Michigan is a peninsula, folks. You have to make a hard left or a hard right when you're east-west bound to get into our state. You don't get to go through our state to get to another state. The only thing you get to do in Michigan is go into another country, and that's Canada. Detroit, Windsor, Blue Water there in Sarnia. And, of course, Sault Ste. Marie. Hello to all the folks up in Sault Ste. Marie, Ontario, listening to 97.7. I talked to one of them over the weekend. They listen to us all the time over there in Canada. Greatly appreciate you guys listening. Other states, you drive through a state to get to another state. Doesn't happen in Michigan. Freeways is part of the Michigan history to attract tourism. You start charging toll roads, how would that impact tourism in our state? Hour number two of today's show, we'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Be a smart consumer this year. It's time for a new set of all-season tires. Or get a complete set of snow ice tires and winter wheels custom-sized to your vehicle. Bolt them on and store your summer tires and factory wheels for the winter. Stop by Royal Tire at 402 West Mitchell Street in Petoskey and order yours today. Don't wait till everybody needs them. Stop into Royal Tire in Petoskey today and beat everyone else. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicki and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code.